When bomb victims were wheeled into the Tufts Medical Center Emergency Department, this is what they saw. Medical personnel in place, ready for them. Dr. Brian Barnewalt is the chief of emergency medicine.
We already had our emergency management team up and running before the bombs ever went off.
That's because Tufts is ready for Marathon Monday every year.
Okay.
Tufts is world famous. It's certified to handle the most severe injuries. This Level 1 Pediatric and Adult Trauma Center is a two-minute drive from the bomb site. In fact, six top-notch hospitals that admitted bomb patients are located within a 3.5-kilometer radius of the marathon finish line. And when it comes to trauma, time saves lives.
The fact that we had hospitals here that we could distribute the patients to areas of expertise and do definitive care, stabilizing care right away, certainly saved lives. There's no question about that. And I'm sure have saved limbs as well.
The patient's airway is patent.
And here's another reason. Many Boston hospitals have training areas that replicate trauma scenarios. This is the Clinical Skills and Simulation Center at Tufts University School of Medicine.
Okay.
Tufts medical students and hospital trauma teams train here. VOA is the first TV station permitted inside since its opening 4 years ago. The patient is a remote-controlled mannequin who blinks and cries.
The patient's pupils are equal and reactive to light.
The team has to figure out what's wrong and treat him.
This is actually a two-way mirror with instructors behind it. Here, let me show you. It's in there that they can watch the action, evaluate the team, and make the patient talk.
We train, and when we think that we have it, everything nailed down, we train again.
Dr. Horacio Holman says that increases efficiency.
When we receive these patients, everything works like a clockwork. Nobody has to talk. The team knows where they need to stand. They know what the next movement is, and that really helps the patients.
As it did on Monday night. By a show of hands, this entire team was working in the emergency department.
It was tough to get your mind around, but in situations like this, we all just get to work.
Let's bring the blood pressure down a little bit.
The simulation program doesn't include a scenario for bomb injuries. After this week, it may have to add one. In Boston, Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.